Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of announcements. For those of you who want to take Wellness 101 via the conference call series, it starts tomorrow night. That's Tuesday, January 17th, 8:30 p.m. Our excellent facilitators will take you through the material that you have in curriculum books and DVDs, but live it's always fun too. So anyway, that starts tomorrow night. And school starts at the Wellness Farm Institute next Monday, so this really is down to the wire time to get your class selections in if you're going to take GI disorders or herbal medicine or any of the classes, statistics, biology, the classes that we're offering this semester. For information on any of those things, our office number is 614-841-7700. Okay, so on to today's message. One of the most common misunderstandings that leads to erroneous diet and health advice is the failure to differentiate between correlation and cause and effect relationships. And it seems that as soon as a correlation is observed, the medical community converts mere observation into what becomes standard protocols that quickly catch on and become the standard recommendations. And this certainly has been the case with vitamin D. While almost all of us would agree that studies show that people with degenerative conditions often have lower vitamin D levels, there is not much evidence that vitamin D levels are the cause of these conditions, and a growing body of evidence is showing that taking vitamin D doesn't resolve these conditions. A new study from the UK concluded that vitamin D supplementation did not reduce mortality from cardiovascular disease, and also did not decrease cancer incidence or mortality. The findings appear in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and represent long-term follow-up from a study called the RECORD trial. The study included 5,000 people aged 70 years or older who were divided into four groups. One group took 800 international units of vitamin D3. Another group took 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate. One group took both, and the fourth took a placebo. Supplementation with vitamin D did not reduce all-cause mortality, death from cardiovascular disease, cancer incidence, or cancer mortality. The calcium also proved to be useless in terms of these measurements as well. This is not an isolated study. Most of them actually fall in this same category. The supplements did not improve outcomes. And if vitamin D levels were an important determinant of health status, then taking supplemental vitamin D should improve health outcomes, but according to most studies, it just doesn't. It's another idea that sounded like it was a good one. It just turned out not to be. And the question is how long it's going to take healthcare professionals to stop recommending D supplementation to patients as a solution to their health issues. Now, to be very clear here, my stance on this is not that vitamin D is not important. That's why I keep telling people get out in the sun and produce some. My stance on this issue is that we have come to look at manipulating vitamin D levels as an isolated incident through supplementation as a means to improving health outcomes, and that's just not proving to be the case in the studies that I'm reading. So get out in the sun. You'll store it for wintertime, clean up your diet. If you're really interested in reducing your risk of developing a disease or recovering from it, then what you want to do is change your diet and adopt our program of dietary excellence. That's all for now, and have a great day.